The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the first time ever in my life, I actually have been thinking about what's going to happen if we have to move out of this country. Elizabeth Warren is pushing the Senate to ban your crypto. I don't think there's any way you walk away with a conversation from Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, she cares about anything but money. Like, I think that's the only thing that she cares about is campaign dollars. And she knows she's become this actress. She's become a character. And she knows this right here, this image of her, this is what allows her to raise money. That's what allows Elizabeth Warren to raise money, is this is how her people see her. You know, I went to a Gucci store up in New York City. When I went to Washington, D.C., I got a nice Gucci suit. You couldn't tell it was a Gucci suit. From the inside, you could. But I wanted to look nice when I went up there, you know? And so I go there, and the guy that helped me, I think his name was Michael. New York. It was New York City, right? He was awesome. Like, this guy helped out tremendously. He was such a great salesperson, such a great guy. I really enjoyed talking to him. And we get to the end of the transaction, and like, he's like, what do you do? And I'm telling him a little bit about Bitcoin and all this stuff. And he's like, oh, well, you know, that Elizabeth Warren, she's really against the banks. I had to tell him. I had to be like, no, that's what you think. Here's the evidence. And at the end, he was like, God, I really thought better of her than that. You know, and I think that's the impression a lot of people would have with her, is even if you think she's doing good stuff, when you really dig into it, you'll find she's not. All she is doing is being loud and trying to raise dollars. The big tech companies are her big donors. But there's got to be backroom deals with those banks. There has to be. Look at her relationship with Gary Gensler, feeding him questions. Gary Gensler paid off from the banks, obviously. He worked at Goldman Sachs. Go watch the stuff he said before when he did his blockchain talk at MIT, his blockchain course, and then go look at the stuff he says now. It doesn't match. We have evidence of him saying XRP has utility, and yet going after XRP, it's got no utility. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. And that's what Elizabeth Warren and Gary Gensler are so good at doing. The bill that she's proposing, particularly harsh on DeFi, big shocker, including non-custodial ones. Why? Because the banks are custodial. Requiring platforms to record personal information of users, submit to the government without a warrant or probable cause. So what they're asking the government or asking these companies to do is funnel all your information to them, no matter what. It's a bit like blaming the city because you were mugged on the sidewalk. The bill also lumps together minors. Let's see here. The main effect of the bill could be to force many crypto businesses to either close their doors or leave the United States. And I tell you, for the first time ever in my life, I actually have been thinking about what's going to happen if we have to move out of this country. I understand what they're doing with crypto right now. It seems to be like very chaotic, but don't you feel like overall in the world right now, we're going through like a major shift?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think when it comes to the banks collapsing, it's a very hard thing because it's kind of like, okay, like let's say you got a friend. Okay. Let's say you got a friend and this friend is an alcoholic. You know, they're an alcoholic. They're really, really, really bad alcoholic. Every time they go somewhere, you know they're going to go drink. And so you talk to them beforehand and you're like, look, you can't drink. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to make sure somebody's there to watch, make sure you're not getting too drunk, make sure you're not blacking out, whatever the case is. And then what happens is they just never hit the bottom. They never hit the bottom. They never hit the bottom. There's always somebody being codependent, somebody enabling them. There's just a reason why they're just not quite ready to get there. But they're not going to change until they get to the bottom. Now, granted, what could the bottom be? The bottom could be a DUI car crash where they kill someone or kill themselves. That's the risk that you play when you don't enable or be codependent on someone because you realize that their decisions are not your decisions, okay? There's a terrible scenario that could exist there. However, they need that freedom to be able to hit bottom to change. And that's kind of the way I feel about our banking system. There are going to be people that are hurt by this. And what do we want to do? Do we want to enable the Ponzi further? Is that what we want? All we're doing is going to cause more pain down the road. Whereas if we collapse now and we're able to rebuild the system and we've got a viable alternative with crypto, then it could end up being maybe a good thing. But people are going to get hurt. There's no question about it. But would we rather get them hurt now and move forward or continue this to where when people do go get hurt, it's total hyperinflation, it's total disaster, everybody loses everything, nobody has jobs, it's bad, 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 bad. That could be what we're looking at now. It's just a hard situation. It's not easy. You don't, when you look at your friend who's an alcoholic, you don't look at him and say, yeah, I'm just going to let them go risk their lives tonight. You don't really say that, but you know when you're letting them do what they, you know they're going to do, you know that's a possibility and it's hard letting go. That's how it feels a lot right now with our banking system. So,
and in the country in general, almost.
Yeah, I agree.
JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.